Pause recording. Button.
Hi everyone, it's Jo, and I'm responding to Tanya's news items that she put on here last night. I'm going to do a series of short boos, each one referring to one of the articles. That way, if you don't want to listen to my responses on all the different subjects, or if you don't want to listen to any, that's fine. But if you're just more interested in a specific subject, you'll be able to find those more easily and just listen to a shorter boo. So firstly, she raised a really interesting article about glaucoma. The medical profession have recognised that playing certain musical instruments or doing high impact sort of sports like weight training can have an effect on glaucoma patients or people who perhaps aren't aware that they've got glaucoma. I don't have glaucoma. However, at the age of 15, the pressure went up in the back of my left eye, causing damage to the optic nerve, and it was extremely painful, and I was on high doses of Diamox and various eye drops to balance, bring the pressure down. And I played the oboe and the saxophone, and the oboe had a real effect on the pressure in the back of my eyes. And it is said that the oboe is one of the hardest woodwind instruments to play, apparently, which would make sense to me. I played in various sort of groups, instrumental groups, at school. And then when I went to college, I carried on playing, but I found that it was quite painful. The saxophone I was okay with, but the oboe I wasn't. So in the end, I quit playing the oboe, sold the instrument, and haven't played one since. So I've no idea if it would have the same effect now, but it certainly was quite painful. So I don't know. You'd like to think, wouldn't you? Well, I would like to think that if I had been told that this was potentially a problem, and that they had known, you know, that it could be painful or that it could have an impact on my sight, that I would do the sensible thing and I would stop weight training, or I would stop playing a musical instrument to save my sight. I'm not sure, as a young person, if you're really, you kind of think you're indestructible, don't you, really, as a young person. I think a lot of us do. And I think if you're told, oh, you know, perhaps you'd better not do that because there's a whatever percentage of chance that it could, damage your sight, I think possibly some of us might think, oh, well, you know, I'll take the chance. I'm really enjoying what I'm doing, so I'll just carry on. But you'd like to think you'd do the sensible thing, but would you? I think that's a really good question, to be honest. As an adult, if I had sight, I certainly know that I would take into account advice from the medical profession. But as a child, would I have done? A teenager, as a child, I guess my parents would have had a say. But as a teenager, would I have taken the advice? I am not sure. But I do know that playing the oboe was extremely uncomfortable with the pressure in the back of my eyes. So that caused me to quit. But I think this is a really interesting subject. I hope other people contribute to this one. Thanks for listening, and I shall speak to you soon with an answer to another article.